I have been meditating for 8 years, and I am still plenty ambitious. However, these days I'm not as sweaty, agitated, and unpleasant about it as I used to be. Meditation has helped me sort out my useless rumination from what I call constructive anguish. I have learned that the less enchanted you are by the voice in your head, the more you can make room for entirely new thoughts and feelings to emerge. It has enabled me to take even more delight in my work, my wife, and our son, Alexander, who suffuses me with warmth, whether he's offering me a chicken nugget or wiping macerated muffin on my sleeve. I am less enthralled to my desires and aversions, which has given me a wider perspective and, at times, a taste of a deep, ineffable unclenching. In sum, meditation empowers you to tap into what lies beneath or beyond the ego. Call it creativity. Call it your innate wisdom. Some people call it your heart. Ew. All right, well, when you're ready to take it further, here's a side note. Count your breaths from 1 to 10, then start over. Breathe in, 1, then out. Breathe in, 2, then out, and so on. Some people like to recite a short phrase to help them stay focused. Just this breath is a good one. It reminds us not to start anticipating the next breath, or to think about the last one, or to imagine in any of the innumerable ways the mind can cook up that anything else is supposed to be happening. Just this breath. Recruit an image. Sometimes I imagine the in-breath as a gentle wave moving up the beach. And on the out-breath, the wave recedes. Back and forth. Find an image that works for you. And finally, give guided audio meditations a shot. Some people wrongly assume that guided meditations are a form of training wheels or cheating. I disagree. Instructions are quickly forgotten. Having someone in your ear can be really helpful. My advice is to experiment with both audio and solo meditations and see what works best.